Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here. I do want to remind you, if you are driving or if you are streaming, many ways to listen to us here. I do want to remind you that you can stream us at kvta.com. Also, you can download my podcast. So if you miss anything and go, I just want to hear that one more time, please go to any of the podcasts and download the Kim Pagano Show and take us with you and share us. So again, gosh, we've got a lot happening today. And of course, this weekend, we've got the X Games right here in our backyard, which is really exciting. And we've got some hot weather, so make sure you're hydrating, drinking, and just really soaking up that great weekend that we have here in Southern California. I always love to start our show with something uplifting, and today, life teaches new lessons every single day, but you have to be attentive enough in the life of in the class of life, and that's what it's all about. It's funny, I actually just wrote a column for one of the magazines that I write for. And life, you know, it's the energy you put out. It's how you dress. It's like, what is your life saying to you? And what are you saying to the world? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And, of course, I have Daniel Skather. He is a life coach, energy healer, speaker, intuitive, and you know, we are all responsible for manifesting the right things in our life. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and really learn about the law of attraction. What are you attracting in life, in business, in family, in relationships? That's what we're going to be talking about. So let's welcome our first guest, Daniel Skather. Daniel, welcome.
Good morning, Kim. Great to have me on here. Well, hello to everybody.
Yeah. How's it going?
I'm terrific. I'm always terrific because I, you know, talk about manifestation. You know, I manifested this life, so I get to help so many people on so many levels, and it's just fantastic, very rewarding and fulfilling.
I love it. I love it. And of course, for anyone out there, I mean, if you're a person who wants to live an abundant, fulfilling, rewarding, respectful life with confidence, Daniel's your guy, right, Daniel? I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you know, I had a hard time with life, believe it or not. I was given a lot of challenges, but it's always a blessing in disguise the way I look at it, because it really gave me the experience itself, right, to move beyond it through energy healing, knowledge, and just watching different people and life experiences. So it really gives me the insights, if you will, to really go into where the causes and blocks are for people not manifesting what they want in their life.
I'm sorry for your hardships, but then you can really relate to what people have gone through, right? Because you went through it and you've worked through it. And so you can see where some of the blind spots, as I call it, you know, in my business and life coaching, is we can't sometimes see the trees from the forest, as they call it, right? So we need a reflector of somebody like you as a healer that can say, oh, this is like a no-brainer. Let me just figure this out for you. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no greater truth than people really having blind spots. I mean, I have them. I have, you know, two different coaches right now, one for business and one for my spiritual development, just because I know that I don't want to take the slow, painful road of trying to reinvent the wheel And so
there you go.
You know, I really look to other people to help me, and it's really been the game changer in my life to really make an investment in myself and see that, you know, 10x, 100 times return on just my time and money that I put in for somebody helping me. So yeah, it's very helpful to see to really move beyond your blocks as quick as possible.
Right, and I love that. You know, you and I are in one of our coaching classes together, and you know, it's just as easy. I'm learning this. That is, you could be 2x to 10x, correct? And so I love that you just said, like, take the fast road, right? Yes, there's scenery, but why the pain, right? Why not just enjoy it right from the very beginning, that front seat of, like, having an incredible life?
Yeah, so true. And the interesting thing is, really, when you talk about, you know, the art of manifesting or the law of attraction, it really is at a deep core, because we're following all these different beliefs that were most of ours that we attributed aren't even ours. And so that's the stopping point, right? Because if you don't believe that, you know, you can have money because now you're going to be looked at differently, or you're going to lose your friends, and all this other stuff comes into play. Well, that's just, again, blocking your own success. Where money is just a vehicle to make your life great and help others.
That's a great point there. I mean, yeah, as we change, guess what? The surrounding changes the surrounding changes too. And people change. So, you know, they're like, what's wrong with you? You're not the same person, that lazy person that you used to be, or that non-productive person. And now you're all of a sudden, you know, you're on fire, right? So I love that. So let's talk about manifesting the right things in your life. And really, it comes from law of attraction, right? What we put out there comes back to us, correct?
Yeah, for the most part. And one of the caveats, though, that I teach clients is that it's really a secondary law, but at least the law of attraction is showing you what you are producing in your life. The primary law is actually the law of vibration. So it's what you're doing at a default level that, again, goes back to those blocks of what you're not realizing. But you can still create it consciously. And the way you do that is visualize it, because we actually think in pictures. We understand our brain. And so when you visualize it and put the energy behind it, as if you're living it now, that's what's really directing your life, is you're now consciously moving your energy in that direction, because your brain doesn't really know the difference between what's perceived and what's visualized in your own reality. So it's about directing it that way to give you that advantage. So one great example is actually Jim Carrey, if you ever followed him or read his stuff. It took him 10 years to actually visualize every single night to create that $10 million he got from the movie Dumb and Dumber. And so all he would do is visualize the check of saying actor services rendered for $10 million. But that's a lot of work. You can do it a lot faster if you go and do it from an energetic perspective. And that's where I come into play.
I love that. I love that. So what are the steps? I mean, you know, first of all, you know, I guess we should ask our listeners, what's showing up in our lives, right, that could be different, correct?
Yeah, it's about taking ownership. I think, you know, if we don't like the relationship situations that we keep showing up, or the income level that we're at, or the job that we don't like, or the relationships at jobs that we are in. So those are kind of things of, like, you know, taking a realistic snapshot of what's in our life, and then saying, well, what do I want? What would I want instead? And really kind of get out of our own mind of saying, you know, whether it's possible or not, just really at least writing it down, right? There's been a study that done that say that the people that actually create the most in their life is actually they took the time to write down their goals, and they looked at them every day. So this, again, goes back to the law of attraction. What you're thinking about will come about. So really following that protocol in your lives, really directing it and not getting caught up with the other emotions of, like, worry, doubt, or fear, or blame, or shame, or guilt, or whatever, right? Just really focusing on what you do want and knowing that you can really have it just like somebody else did.
Right. I love that. I mean, that really makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you, when you say write it down, you know, some people You know, I believe in that, writing goals down. But could you think too big? I mean, like, because, you know, it's like you got to still do the work, correct?
Yeah, no, and that's a great question. I think writing it down is really a pivotal thing, because when you look at it from an energetic perspective, you're using, I forget what it was, like 10,000 muscles or whatever, just like writing it down versus maybe typing it where you're only using like 10, because you know, you're only using your fingers. Where you're writing it down, you're actually, there's a different whole thing going on in your body that happens. So that's number
right.
one.
I also heard if you write it with your opposite hand, right? Have you ever heard of that?
That's a new one. I mean,
I heard that somewhere. Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't doubt it, right? I mean, now you're really stretching your brain because you're going into being ambiguous, right? And really concentrating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would probably work too. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, okay, so writing it down, kind of thinking of your, and this is another thing, thinking of your future self, because we need to stretch. What are we going to look like when that happens, correct?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think we get caught up with identities, but also the other thing about if we keep looking at our life from our life now, right? So when you look at your future self or what you would like to be, and I'm sure we all have kind of somebody we look up to or look towards, right? So if
correct.
We see ourselves in that model of life, right? Having the success, having the relationships, having the you know, the fulfillment in life in many areas, having the ability to go on vacation, having the ability to give back to causes that you care about, right? All these things, right? If you go and look at, again, about putting your energy in you living that life now, that's directing your energy. That's using the law of attraction in your favor.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So I guess how do we, maybe you can kind of guide us through just for a second, how to manifest, how to really think about something, because that's what you do with all your clients, correct?
Yeah, I take them on a visualization. So, and some people this is harder to do because they don't visualize often or they don't know how to do it, but you could still do it through a feeling, right? So what you would do is just sit in a comfortable position and close your eyes.
Okay, let me just kind of put this out there. If anybody's driving right now, unless you pull over and you're in a safe spot, because we want you to get more in your life, not have any more problems. So if you are listening to this, please do that, or you can download our podcast, or you can email me and I'll send you a copy of this. But anyways, so you close your eyes, kind of relax, right?
Right, right. And beforehand, you would want to kind of develop some kind of picture of what it would look like when you were there, when you achieved X, or when you found the perfect relationship, and visualize that moment, or, you know, the income that you want, the money in your bank account, you know, whatever area you're looking for, and see that picture within your mind and describe it as much as you can, you know, take the time to write it out and do that. But you're going to bring it into your reality through visualization as if you're living it now. So what I would tell people is, you know, what's the weather like? What's the temperature? You know, bring in the feeling of what's going on, the feeling within your body of feeling that excitement, the smell of the air, the, you know, just like you're taking it in through your five senses, but you're doing it through your visualization. So if it would be like the money in the bank, it'd be like you'll see the all the different, you know, deposits in there and the total balance, and you'd be like, this is amazing. I'm so grateful for this. And you just visualize this, and you want to encapsulate like what that energetic vibration would be like at that level of income, or that, you know, that soulmate that you're with, that just, you know, makes your heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you do it as best you can. And I think repetition is really a key here too, right? Because if you haven't done it before, and then you might think it's not going to work. So it's about building that muscle of visualization and this protocol, what I call visioning. Yeah.
Right. And how often do you do that for yourself?
It's every day.
Oh, so you do it every single day. And yeah. Okay. I love it. What's one thing that you manifested in your life, Daniel? feel by sharing?
Oh, yeah, there's many, but let's see, I'll pick one. So this was just recently, I just manifested another ideal client. I wanted to see, you know, how creative I could be, and this one I was looking for was somebody who had more status, but had, you know, because we think people with money, they don't, like, their problems are gone just because they have money. Well, that's not the case. Some still face stuff that they just, you know, they just happen to got good at the money game, right? And so
right.
I wanted somebody who was more affluent that was a client that had certain challenges, because I like to kind of, you know, in this world of manifestation, you can create whatever, the infinite possibilities. So I wanted somebody who had various different things, because so I can incorporate all the different talents that I had, from, you know, medical intuitive to fixing stuff on a, you know, energetic scale for him moving his business forward, you know, other relationship stuff too as well. So it was a gambit of things, and I brought that client in, and it's been a beautiful shift already for him just in the few weeks that we started. So that was a newer one that I would share.
That's awesome. Let's talk about this for a second. Is what are the limitations that might be holding people back? Like, how do they even know, you know, if you're going, I'm trying so hard for this and it's not happening? What could be the limitations?
Yeah, and see, this is where my specialty comes into play, because, you know, dealing with so many clients and even in my own life, just having these experiences is that, again, this is why people kind of had success with maybe once they heard of law of attraction and put it to use, and some people didn't, is because the law of vibration is the default vibration. And so I get into the core of where there are blocks or implants or, you know, past lives issues or family lineage stuff. I think of, you know, if you look at the studies for people who are on welfare, it's actually sometimes 2, 3, 4 generations that they just can't get out of. And so I look at other stuff as well for people and relationships, you know, for whatever reason, some people, they tried their whole life and still can't even get, you know, the opposite sex to talk to them or to even, you know, want to go out on a date. So this is real stuff that, you know, I help clients with to really shift it. So the limitations are really, again, these blind spots that we're not really sure of. And so if you're having these trends in your life, that's an aha moment to say, you know, have somebody help you out with this.
I love it. And so, again, I know that you actually are sharing some clarity sessions with my listeners, correct? What does that look like?
Yeah, so that's real easy. Just go to danielstather.com. So that's danielstather.com. And on there, it's called a clarity session. So like 45 minutes. You just spend some time to see how we can uncover what you're going through and if we're a good fit. And I'll be happy to help you out, maybe give you some
And is that personally
to work
with
on.
You, working with you?
I'm sorry?
Is that we actually get to work with you for that 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's one-on-one with me.
I'm so going to do that because, you know what, I love what you do, and I think that it's so important. I think everybody should do this. You don't know what you don't know. And I think that we all have blockages from maybe past lives, family situations, you know, traumas in our life, right? Those are all things that can cause a blockage, correct?
Yeah, and that's interesting you mentioned traumas too, because I think that I forgot to mention that of the list, right? But you think about when you're so small and you only have your theta brain from ages 0 to 5, that there's so many things, just the smallest little things that can trigger you as a child, and you don't even realize it, but you're seeing these patterns throughout your life. And so I really get into all that stuff too as well to help clear that out.
Ooh,
again, it's
I love it.
Surprising to me how many people don't realize it goes that deep, but it does.
Yeah, it's like pushing this huge rock and you can't get through it. So definitely take advantage of this gift that Daniel's sharing here. Again, share your website so that our listeners can go there and get this value. It's a $250 value. So I'm looking at it right now. Cool. Can you give out your website?
Yeah, sure. It's danielstather.com. So again, danielstather.com.
There you go. I love it. Really, really good stuff, Daniel. And again, thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
Yes, my pleasure. Everybody have a great day.
You too. All right, take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got another amazing guest that's been on my show before, Alan Klein. His many, many books, but one of the books that we're going to talk about today is Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. And, you know, let's change your life. This is it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-6000. 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, it is truly the brighter side of life that we are all living. My next guest, Alan Klein, and of course, his beautiful little book. This is kind of the book that I would write, Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. Alan, welcome back, and thank you so
Hello, much. Kim. It's been so great all these times been on your show. It's like I know you have, we don't know each other in person, but I feel like we do.
I know. I feel the same way, and I love, like, your inspiration and of course, all your little books are, they're actually on my table. I love them. So I kind of, I love little, you know, little sayings. It helps me, and affirmations, helps me start my day in a positive way. So
right. That's why I write them. You know, you don't have to sit down and read a 200-page book. Sometimes just one sentence will set your life in the right motion.
I love that. How did you get started? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm the world's only jollytologist. I show people how to lighten up their life with laughter and positivity.
Ooh,
and it's
that.
So interesting how this book came about, because my first book was The Healing Power of Humor, now in a 40-something printing, ninth language. But I had so many quotations left over from it when I was writing it. I was just collecting quotes about humor, laughter, play. And after The Healing Power of Humor was published, I thought, you know, I have enough quotes in that area to do another book. And
right.
I went to a meeting, and Ogman Dino, who sold, I don't know, 7 million books, I think his book was The Greatest Salesman in the World, He was a speaker, and he said, you know, anyone who wants to get their book published, take this label, put it on your proposal to my publisher, and they will look at it right away. And I did that. I did a proposal with all those quotes, and his publisher bought the book. It became a big hit.
No
and
way.
They wanted
That's
more,
how you
more
got it?
Quote books and more quote books.
Oh my
and that's
God.
How this one
you
came
in
about.
The right place at the right time. I love that. How long
exactly.
ago have you written all these books?
Yeah.
How long ago, Alan, was that?
I'm Alan? Sorry, Kim. You're a little low for me hearing you. What did you say something?
Yeah, I said how long ago was that you wrote that book?
Well, The Healing Power of Humor was 89, but this one...
Oh.
This one has had several lifetimes. There was a book with one publisher, the Ogmandino publisher, and then it got sold to a division of Putnam.
Okay.
And Putnam Penguin. And so that did well. And then it was sold to another publisher, which we're talking about that book today, Change
right,
Your Life,
right.
A Little Book, A Big Idea. So this one was 2010.
I love it. So why do you think quotations are so important? I mean, you know, one, I guess for me, if you're not, you don't have time or you're not a reader, you can just pop one little thing in it, like you said, could change your life, correct?
Correct. You know, it's, and what are words? I mean, words create our life, right? You think of things before you're going to do them. Like, I'm going to go get my car fixed. You think about that. You don't just go in your car and drive to get your car fixed. You know where you're going. It's an idea in your head. And so you always have ideas in your head. And what I'm hoping to teach people is to have more positive ideas in their head. And the quotes, you know, for me, when I was thinking about talking to you today, I thought, quotes almost could be almost like a prayer or an affirmation.
It's like a silent thought that you put out into the universe. My last guest, we were talking about manifesting and how you think, well, you know, what you think about or dream about comes about. And so, right?
Right.
And the same
you know,
idea.
I talk about manifesting. My TED Talk, which is now, I don't know, 135,000 people have looked at it, is basically the five ways to harness the power of intention.
Wow. That's
so,
beautiful.
Yes, it's your thought, and then you have to take action, do various things, which are part of those five things, and then it happens. And some people think, oh, that's kind of nonsense, you know, but I've seen it over and over and over in my life. I wanted to be a scenic designer, and I was kicked out, or I failed the union test. I wanted to be an author. I was told you can never get a book published. I wanted a Victorian house in San Francisco, and I have one.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So let me ask you a question. Can you give us a couple of examples of how a single quotation changed someone's life? Because I'm sure you, over these years, have heard about that and heard from them, right?
Yeah, well, there are people that have read this book or read my other quotation books and sent me sometimes such touching letters. This one woman said when she was young, 12 years old, she was molested twice. And she said for 55 years, imagine this, Kim, 55
wow.
years, she never told anyone about it. And she said, my life has been awful. She said, but I read this quote in one of your books, and I've taken back my power, taken back my life. And the quote was from Dale Carnegie. And the quote is, when we hate our enemies, we are giving them power over us, power over our sleep, our appetites, our blood pressure, our health, and our happiness.
Wow, that's
one
so
quote changed
powerful.
Her life.
Whoa, that is crazy. What are some of your favorite quotes in this book?
Oh, let me see here. You know what? I just had an eye operation, so I'm going to what I'd love to do is just open the book. Actually,
right.
Jack Canfield, who did Chicken Soup Guy, did the intro, and he said that's the way he likes to read this book too.
Right.
Okay, so let's hope I can read this with my blurry eyesight. Oh,
well,
Yogi Berra,
can,
here's
just,
one. The
okay,
game is supposed
okay.
to be fun. If you have a bad day, don't worry about it. You can't expect to get a hit every game.
Wow, that's great.
So maybe this is like the idea for if you read this quote today, it would be, how am I going to get more fun, a little more fun in my life?
There you go. I love it. And I opened up to, don't be afraid of the space between your dreams and reality. If you can dream it, you can make it so. Oh, my gosh. That just speaks to me right there.
Again, manifesting. Yes.
Yeah. I love it. And I see that Jack Canfield, you just talked about him, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I actually have Amy that owns it now on my show frequently. But what does he say about your books?
Okay, he did the foreword, so
yep.
Let me turn to where he said this. And so he said, I have come to know that sometimes the simplest words can make a major difference in how people perceive and interact with their world. He said, this book, talking about my book, can make that same difference in your life.
I love that. So when you were just starting off, were you one of those kids in school that were always kind of goofing off, laughing, you know, being jolly?
I was not. I was the most serious, probably the most serious kid in the class.
Yeah. Really? So how did you find joy in your life, right?
You know, I think it was after I got married. One of the reasons my wife and I said we got married is because we make each other laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And she and one of the things she said, often what you don't get in your early life, you get in your later life. And I think that is so true of me. As I get older, I get more silly, more jolly, more fun, I think. You know, I want more fun. I want more experience. I just turned 85, Kim.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Good for
Thank you.
And you know what? Look at you. And you're still doing what you love doing, right? That's what
exactly.
It's all about.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and there's not enough time in the day to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you
But what I was
going to
say is I just had a big party, and what I wanted it to be is fun. I want to create a memory. You know, I don't want a gift that I have to dust or put on the shelf or break, you know. So I always try to create memories. I did, for this one, I did a whole show and music, and I wrote the show, and I'm not going to go into all that, but my point is we're always creating memories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, are we creating fun ones, or are we creating not so fun ones for people?
Right. Wow. I love that. So let me ask you, 85 years old, thank you for sharing that. What else, or what was your biggest memories that you've done and honor in your life?
Well, I guess one of the, you said the biggest memories that I have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I guess the biggest one is my daughter. My advice to her, when she was in college or getting out of college, she wanted to teach kids art. And she was working in a card shop, and they liked her. They made her the manager, you know, for $5 more an hour or something like that. And she called me up in tears one day, and she said, "Dad, I have an opportunity to teach kids art one day a week, and they won't give me that day off." And I said, "Sarah, what I have found in my life is you do what you love. It may be hard at the beginning, but at some point you will get so good that people will pay you for what you do." And Kim, she is now an artist. She has her own gallery show sometimes. She just came off of a book fair where she was making books, art books.
Wow.
And she's so happy doing it.
Isn't that, you know, and I really believe that, honestly, you know, when I started my show 17 years ago, okay, it was really just to help, at first, women to live their best life, because I was a hair therapist. And I just wanted, like, oh my gosh, you're like cutting your life short. Go do what you love. You're great. And now I've gotten into business and life coaching. And what I love is finding their superpowers of things that they love and they're not getting paid for. Because once you are loving it, like exactly what you said to your daughter, money will come to you, because it's your gift that you have been given to give other people.
Oh, God, I can't agree with you more. And congratulations on 17 years on your show.
Thank you.
That's fabulous.
Thank you. And you've been on so many times, and you honestly have been one of my favorite, because, I mean, just seriously, I love, you know, when I was really young, I remember, it's so funny, I found like one of you, like a hope chest, you know, my mom passed away 7 years ago, so I found all the stuff that, you know, they say like, oh God, you still have that. But it was all these little notes of all these positive thoughts. That's all I ever did. And so when I look at your book, that's what I did my whole life. I collected those because they meant so much to me. They would start my day in a positive way.
Yeah.
And so I think that people just need something to, you know, get their life going and to remember that life is really precious, correct?
Yeah. I have a funny story, totally opposite of yours and I'm so positive. My dad was terribly negative. My mom was positive. My dad, if we went somewhere, he would park the furthest away in the parking lot so that nobody would ever scratch his car and be near him. Things like that. And it really annoyed me growing up. And I think the reason I'm so positive is because I saw that example of how unhappy he was and how, you know, he'd always see the glasses half empty. And I thought, I am not going to live my life that way. So actually, I have come to thank him, to forgive him, and be so grateful for what he taught me, even though it was in a negative way.
But it helps you be more positive. I love it. I love it. Ellen, how do my listeners find your book and of course, and change their lives?
Well, any bookstore could order it, but if they want to see all my books, go on the internet. My site is www.allenklein.com. You got to spell it right, AllenKlein.com. And there's a list of all my books, or Amazon, or any of their favorite sites can order it, or it'll be right there.
There you go. I love it. Well, happy belated birthday to you. Enjoy your life every single day, which it sounds like you already are. And again, thank you so much for showing up for me here on my show. I appreciate you. And
thank you. I love your show.
Thank you again. Thank you so much. All right. Well, you take care, and please share our show with everyone. We're going to bring our next guest on, and of course, Norman Thatcher. He's been on many times. He's one of our sponsors. We truly, I tell you, this guy does so much for our community. He's a facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management Services located in Westlake. If you are knowing anybody, our world's gotten a lot crazier, I tell you. I mean, it's in the news every single day of people getting hurt. There was a lady in her front yard, like a grandma gardening, and some guy, you know, assaulted her and punched her in the face. It happens every single day. How do we help these people so they don't get to that point? And of course, anger management is your friend and your service. And we're going to just really talk about today, managing your mind. It's so important. And, you know, we all get anxious. We all get anxiety. We all get angry. But if you can learn to manage your mind, you can kind of get through that. So, Norman, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Good morning, and thank you for having me, as always. And I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Talk to us about first of all, let's just back up. Tell us what's going on in your life. I know you probably are so busy and get so many calls from all over the world, because I know that you are not just local. You are all over the world. And you help people manage their mind, manage their anger. And so I know you do seniors, adolescents, drug and alcohol, and mental health, correct? Relationships even. I mean, there are times that you get, you know, testing in a relationship, and you just have to go, okay, oh my gosh, you know, I love this person. Why would I want to get angry at them? So talk to us.
Sure, of course. I'd love to. So, you know, just everything what the whole nation is going through right now, it's obviously hot weather right now. It's been on the news, and basically with the very extreme hot weather, there is, you know, some precautions that we have to take for our medical concerns so we don't dehydrate, have heat stroke. You know, that's the medical portion. That I was watching the news yesterday, and there was people in Arizona that the homeless can't even walk to the store because they'll have a heat stroke. It's just so hot. And so there's that. And then even for the relationships, when the weather is very warm and very hot like this, you know, it causes, you know, a lack of intimacy, a lack of sleep. It limits your ability to go outdoors and even just do the basics, like smell a flower, or climb a tree, or just the basics, what I would usually say to do outside. I would probably backtrack and kind of make sure people are staying inside now and obviously staying hydrated.
Right. You know, one of the things that I know this sounds crazy, but I actually heard it, is walking in the grass with your feet on the grass actually grounds you. It's probably the most relaxing thing that you could do, just a simple thing. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, okay.
So Another tip for people that I have heard about, and it actually, it's really, I mean, I love that. So you're right. It's the simple things that we might not be able to do right now when, you know, and it's funny because the flip side is we had so many months that it was May gray, June gloom, and you had depression and anger then. So it's part of life, right?
It is part of life. And again, anger management basically is either the lack of control or the inability of control. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have control of the weather. Being in California, we do have it pretty well most of the year round. But like everybody else, we're just going through this hot stuff for the next like week or two. And it's causing a lot of mental disturbances in our daily routines because, like I said, people can't even go outside and do the simple things like they used to be able to do. And it's causing, you know, a lot of problems with their relationships because, like I said, it's, you know, it's causing lack of intimacy and a lot of frustration. So we have some pinpoint things that I'd like to point out to give steps for these simple things of when we do get frustrated, you know, maybe write these things down to see, okay, maybe I can't go outside, but these are the things I can do. I can write my frustrations down on a piece of paper, maybe go to therapy, call a friend. You know, you got to look at kind of readjust your mind. And instead of thinking, oh, I can't do this today or I can't do that today, these are the things I can do. Put your mind in the frame of the things that you can do. And I think that will decrease some of the frustration, give you some of that mental power back.
I love it. I love that. And you know what? If there are simple things that can deter you from being angry. Also, you know, you're talking about driving and heat and all that. Make sure that you have that, you know, I mean, you don't realize if you're not drinking enough water or being hydrated, that can lead to you know, anger or disorientated. There's things that you can do, you know, maybe not eating, then you get frustrated, you get tired, you get, you know, hungry, or now they call it hangry, right? So I had an interview about that a while ago, you know, so don't get hangry. You know, there's things that you can do to make your life better, and that's what it's all about. Norman, who are the people that you are serving mostly?
Right now I am serving, I'll give a shout out for Westlake High School. I do sponsor their, sports program. Mm-hmm. So I do have, some teenagers in high school, that are even, out of county that I'm helping with, you know, situations, that they went through in the state of California. But primarily my age group is between, 16 years old and 50, but, you know, a lot of the age to me, it's interesting to watch because I have 16-year-olds and I have a 70-year-old, and the age really is not the issue. Sometimes it's they're all going through the same, you know, mental, you know, situation
of
lack of control. So I do work with seniors and adolescents.
Okay. And also you do a lot of mandating too, correct? So if somebody has to get so many hours in from maybe, you know, they have to make up that time, correct? Is that something you also do?
Yeah, that's correct. Usually my kind of my court area is Los Angeles County and Ventura County. But, you know, I have another out of county in the state of California. So if you're court mandated in the state of California, I can't speak for other states, but I think as long as there's an anger management provider, all four different courts that I've worked with have, you know, they've expunged their situation with the intervention of anger management from their court orders. So it's not just for LA and Ventura County. Give me a call and we'll see if your court or public defender will accept my services and get that off the record for you.
I love it. I know that we had worked together and came up with like six things that can cause outbursts of anger. And, you know, it really, even though it might be of age or, but it really kind of hits all of us. Physical pain and discomfort, correct? So somebody isn't feeling up to par, or they feel like they're achy, or they've had an accident or any of that, correct? That can bring on outbursts of anger, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And when you talk about physical pain, obviously the main intervention usually is going to be some form of medication regimen, but I'm always a believer there are, you know, other nursing interventions that you can do, like, you know, just my big word is distraction. Keep your mind, you know, unoccupied from the pain. You know, whether it's watching TV or reading a book or talking to your kids or, you know, I'd say take a walk, but the heat is, I'll take that one back.
Probably not a good idea right now. Yeah.
But yeah, there are other things with pain management that, you know, it's not just going to be the medication regimen, but, you know, a lot of distraction.
Yeah. And then the next one is communication difficulties. A lot of people have a really hard time communicating, right? And they get frustrated and then they get angry. And so what would be something to help them with that?
Well, as we all know, communication is a two-way street. So most people, they just want to be heard. They want their information out. And usually what I found out in doing this for, you know, 30 years in mental health is usually the lack of communication or breakdown is the receiving part of how much we're going to accept hearing or not hear from the other person. So I can tell you, yeah, Kim, this is what I want and this is what I'm doing today. And are you hearing me? And but when somebody says, hey, let me talk now or let me communicate to, they're trying to be helpful. And some people still might not want to be, you know, hearing it. So
I would suggest be a better listener, right?
be a better listener. And before you anticipate what you think the other person is going to say, let them finish their whole statement first, because they might answer your question if you give them an extra 5 seconds. I'm not asking for a minute. I'm out 5 seconds.
I love that. I love that, Norman. And another thing is emotional health issues. I mean, that is probably the biggest thing that's going on in our world right now. And we need to recognize that mental health is a huge cause of anger, correct?
Correct. And obviously with emotional and mental health, and as we're talking about managing your mind, you know, obviously the first thing, obviously, in every situation always is the mental safety and the physical safety. You and I were talking the other day, and there was a big rumble in a Chuck E. Cheese in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know.
And there was just the adults, they're like fist fighting, and you know, so that was going
it's
on.
Ridiculous.
And and then when I hung up, there was another incident in Chicago O'Hare Airport. People are just here's the thing. When it gets to that point, obviously they've lost complete control of their physical emotion to do the right thing, to be okay. So obviously there have been steps with, okay, I don't think I went on an airplane, or I don't think I went to Chuck E. Cheese to get in a fight. These sound like things that are pleasant, you know, relaxation things that people want to do. But even with the airport situation, you know, I was reading some information where it's the lack of ability to move around, and you're kind of quarantined and with people you don't know. And, you know, it might be a 4-hour flight, a 6-hour flight, 10-hour flight, and you don't have really too much where to go. So I think that just leads into the anger. And when people can't, you know, get it corrected, they physically act out. I think that's what's happening in the nation with, you know, a lot of these incidents where people are just literally losing their minds. And I think if you backtrack and go to the, so I think if you just go back to the beginning and say, hey, you know what, it's okay if somebody took an extra 5 seconds at Chuck E. Cheese to take a picture. Am I going to get in a fight? Now I'm in a fist fight over a picture. So
right. I love it. You know what, Norman? I thank you so much. We're at the end of our show, but I want to have everybody get your number. Can you please give it out in your website?
Sure. My number is area code 818-264-6255, and my website is www.tntams.com.
I love it. Again, always a pleasure. Norman, please download our show, share our show, and thank you so much for what you do for our community. I appreciate you being a sponsor of the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim, and thanks for letting me get the word out on your show.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. And the happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of what they have. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.